This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kind of a Tuesday. It's Tuesday, January 23rd, 2024. You have been chosen to be among the elite listeners to the Good Day program. How about them apples? Jay Kirstner and Dougster. Who am I?
Dougster.
Yeah, I'm the Dougster. Yes. Items that we may be discussing in this hour. The missing Marine Corps jet. Where is it and what's going on there? I want to talk about what's going on in Texas where the migrants have may bring James in on that conversation. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. Let's celebrate something that is good that comes out of the cold weather. A lot of people are skiers and they're having a great time skiing. Got to make sure you bundle up. Some of the natural ice rinks are doing very well because it's gotten so cold. As a matter of fact, the largest natural ice rink in the world is the Canadian Skateway. How many people have been up there? Canada is a beautiful country. I don't spend much time there, but I have been, I don't know, probably four or five different occasions to various parts of Canada and enjoyed it. This is the called the Canal Skateway. It's 2 acres of, it's a long channel. It's like a river that's frozen over in Ottawa. I said 2 miles, sorry, 5 miles long. It's the largest natural ice skating rink in the world. And so, you know, the last couple of years have been mild winters, so they haven't really been able to have the kind of skating that the tradition of skating in Canada because it's cold. But this thing, if you look at some of the videos from even this past weekend, the number of people that are out there, it kind of reminds me of Rockefeller Center in a manner of speaking, except it's huge.
Except that one's natural. Yeah. I feel like it would be so beautiful to go skate on something like that, but at the same time, when you know that there is a lot of water underneath, and if the ice is thin in an area that you don't realize and you fall through, that is such a fear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Could be a difficult situation for sure. You got to be careful of that. All right, let's go to the NASA. I went to see two movies over the weekend, Jay. One of them is the one about the International Space Station. It's a troubling, very troubling movie, frankly. Interesting. Nobody in the movie is any, you know, the star power isn't there. It's a story more than it is about stars and actors. But it is a, I guess fascinating is a word for it. It's a what if kind of a scenario. What if the Russians and the Americans went to war, the Russians and the Americans control the International Space Station, so what do you do with that? And that's what the story of the movie is about. I don't want to give away the plot. And it has a kind of strange ending to it, actually. And the other movie I saw with the Beekeepers. We'll talk to Chucker about that later on in the hour.
How was that?
It was very good because it's a true story about a government agency that nobody knows anything about, one of the black ops. It's pretty startling, actually. If you've seen it, you know what I mean. Meanwhile, also over the weekend, I spent, as I am wont to do, time on the NASA website. And that's what made me think about the International Space Station. There's a new space discovery yet again. Every day, every week, we seem to be coming up with, these new discoveries. Let's go. There's a thing called the Barbenheimer star. Have you heard about this? Right? When you,
the Barbenheimer. Well, that was the Barbie and Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
The,
right. Yeah.
The
so now
Barbenheimer star. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The American Astronomical Society has been meeting. As a matter of fact, I think they culminated, they had a week's worth of meetings earlier this month. They say that they found evidence of a contradictory and highly unusual star, and that's why they've called it the Barbenheimer star. They have never seen.
So the phenomenon
anything.
Is going into space.
I don't
intergalactic.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, so the fellow who authored the study on this discovery, who's actually looking, trying to figure out what the story is with this ancient star, it's about 80 times the mass of our sun. So can you imagine? And apparently it exploded in a way the thinking on how a star would explode just expands and just goes away, kind of doesn't blow up so much, but it's just it expands and disappears. There's a chemical in this, apparently, that's different from other stars. And this has got everybody thinking, okay, do the known universe has X amount of, you know, you study this in chemistry class in high school, right? The elements. And this is an element that, and the wonder of it is, how the heck do they know this when we're jillions of miles away from it?
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, this planet did not have a lot of sodium and aluminum. It had a lot of nickel and zinc in it. Again, how in the world do they know that? But anyway, this is something that they've never seen before in the same star. Some stars have some compounds, other stars have other compounds. And so the whole pattern of elements was self-contradictory. And that's why they call it the Barbenheimer, because the elements exist on this planet in conjunction with each other, whereas in most of the known universe, some planets have certain elements, others have other elements, and they don't have all elements. But apparently they think this one does. So yet another fascinating reality in the universe that we don't understand. And there's so much that we don't understand. You know, here we are. Maybe the biggest problem for you today is you got a hangnail. Right, by the way, I have a cure for those of you who are nail biters. When you have a hangnail, right? We go from the ridiculous to the sublime here. Right? Nail biters. There's a study out today that found that a simple soft touch technique will help people with repetitive behaviors like nail biting. Do you bite your nails?
Do you pick your skin?
No. I know some people
have. Oh, I'm a scab. Like skin, yeah. I'm a scab picker, but I don't bite my nails.
Oh, you are. Oh, good to know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Jab the scab picker. There she is, ladies and gentlemen. Well, apparently there's a new robot that's been developed that will cure you. I haven't the slightest idea how in the world this would work. Something like that. But here's, when I was a kid, there were a lot of people. My sister used to bite her nails and suck her thumb. And then there was some oil or ointment that was put on. I think my mother put it on her. And it kept her, because of the taste of it, I guess as much as anything else, it broke her of chewing her nails and sucking her thumb. Now, that's probably old school, right? If you have
that's like what we do for Daisy. That's what people do for dogs if they're licking their skin a lot out of anxiety or something.
Yeah.
Or Daisy is allergic to grass, so she has allergy issues, and a lot of times she will create bigger issues because she'll be licking at her paws so much that she creates these open wounds. So sometimes we have to spray something on her paws. It doesn't hurt her, but it keeps her from licking it because it tastes bad so that she doesn't create these wounds on her paws.
Oh, all right. That's good to know. Let's talk about the Marine Corps calling 911 to report a missing jet. This is really bizarre. There's some newly received, right? This new audio.
Yeah. Yeah, the audio that just came out. I remember us talking about this because it was the pilot parachuted into somebody's backyard, yeah. And they happen to be home, right. And they look out, and there's this parachuter coming in the yard who's dressed, you know, obviously military, and they're kind of like, "What is going on?" And they
What's
immediately
happening?
Call 911.
Who's invading us?
And yeah, right. They call 911, and then the homeowner goes outside and basically, like, once realizes what's going on, hands the 911 operator, hands the phone over to the parachuted pilot, who starts going through everything of like, "Okay, so here's what happened. The plane." I had to eject, and the plane went down somewhere around this area, and then they started using all of their equipment to figure out where it landed, or where it crashed, I should say, and they can't find it. And then the 911 audio is finally, months later, coming out, and it's it's not comical, but it kind of is.
Yeah, it is.
When is this going to become a film?
Mm-hmm, that's right, exactly. All right, so here... Not necessarily from the same department, but in Philadelphia this past weekend, a woman noticed that her dog was digging a hole in the backyard. And so, you know, she didn't want her dog digging, so she went out and she's saying to the dog, please don't, and the dog just kept digging. And finally she realized that this dog was alerting her to a gas leak in the line that came into her house. And if it hadn't been for that, it would have endangered not only her home, but apparently the entire neighborhood. So let's hear it for the dogs, right? Dog's name was Kobe. Digging in the backyard.
Dogs saved the whole neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly. Right. All right, while we're talking about saving, how about I save you some years? I want you to enjoy your life. But you have to want to enjoy your life as well. That's where Calitrin comes in. Those of you who are overweight, you've gone on a weight-losing crusade. Okay, that's good. Average American is on to some kind of, 40% of Americans go on to some sort of weight loss program in the month of January every year.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of people. And if you want to have success with this, may I suggest you go to the website toploss.com and check out all the smart ways to lose weight that are supported by Calitrin, scientifically proven for 27 years to help your body in all sorts of ways. And so if you want your energy back, you want to get rid of problems with digestion, that sort of stuff, get Calitrin at toploss.com. It's all natural. It'll get you healthy, and it'll keep the weight off. Use the Doug code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, and you get the best bargains at the moment. That's Calitrin. Please check out toploss.com. 18 after the hour.
Progressive presents Flo and Jamie announcing the Monster Truck Rally.
And here comes the Obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Thank you. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
About 23 after the hour here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. A couple of items here in our social media overview. I don't know if I consider this to be gossip, but it is trending. Both Jamie Dornan and Sarah Ferguson, the Duchess of something. What was she the Duchess of? Do you remember?
York.
Jay, the Duchess of York. That's right, too. Yep. She has been diagnosed now with skin cancer. Remember, she had breast cancer. And she's been quite vocal and public about beating it. And now she has this other problem, a malignant melanoma. Several moles removed from her, analyzed. And so apparently she's undergoing reconstructive surgery. And that had to do with a mastectomy, I guess, much as anything else. And then they found these moles to be cancerous. This is cancer dastardly.
Yeah, beats one type of cancer and then has another.
Mm-hmm. Another kind, yeah, right. I've always thought she was very attractive in every sense. She was smart enough to get rid of Andrew early on, but she's somebody who just is kind of clearly...
She was never exiled from the family.
Friendly.
Yeah, she was always still... I remember if they took away her Duchess title or not, but she was still always just Fergie, the Duchess of York. And
right.
No
well,
matter
her,
whether
her
or not
children,
she was married to... Yeah.
Yeah, her children are prince and princess. Her daughter is Princess Beatrice. Yeah. So anyway, you got to hold a good thought for her and hope that she comes out of it well because she deserves it. She's a good, very interesting human being. All right, another interesting human being that we're focused on is Jamie Dornan. We'll talk about him after this.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy, risankizumab rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Nothing is every day.
With SkyRizzy.
Rizzi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZZI to learn more.
Jamie Dornan, you may remember him. He was the male end of 60 Shades of Grey or 50
yeah,
Shades
the
50 of 40.
Shades
How many
of
were there?
50 there were three? I think there were three films in the series.
There were three, yeah.
Right, yeah. Now listen to Mr. Expert there. He jumped right in. I must be in. So I guess we can quiz James how many he learned from watching those movies.
Listen, we don't need to talk about all that, okay?
Okay. So apparently Mr. Dornan had a run-in with toxic caterpillars, and he was hospitalized because of it. Mm-hmm. I thought that was kind of, I didn't know there was such a thing as a toxic caterpillar. Did you?
No, I didn't. But it's so scary when you think of different things that some stuff can be completely friendly and not a threat, and other things are toxic and they look the same.
Apparently, this particular caterpillar, when it stings you or when you get exposed to it, it ups your heart rate to about 2-3 times what it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so the apparently Dornan and a friend of his that were out on a golf trip or something encountered these caterpillars, and they both had to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
And so, wow, that's a, that is kind of a scare. I've never heard of a caterpillar that was toxic, frankly. I always think of caterpillars becoming butterflies and
yeah,
how
and just
beautiful
pretty
they are.
And harmless and all of this stuff. But apparently it wasn't even an immediate reaction. It wasn't until later that night where they started kind of feeling like they were having signs of heart attacks.
What's wrong
and they
with
went
us?
To the hospital and here it was that toxic caterpillar.
Yep. Let that be a warning to you, ladies and gentlemen. Stay away from those dangerous caterpillars. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
I'm happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin. So we're kicking off a new year, and a lot of times at the beginning of the year, people who have gained the weight need a little extra help.
Well, you know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plan. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. We've got, this is one of my favorite sales because I think it's great for everybody, whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds to lose. It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free, and saving $30 off. It's all on our website, toploss.com.
Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Democrats are dialing in on the issue of abortion as election season rolls forward. Nearly 2 years since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, there's a new initiative marking 51 years since the landmark court decision was made to legalize abortion. Democrats like Vice President Kamala Harris say Republicans are waging an offensive against women.
In America, freedom is not to be given. It is not to be bestowed. It is ours by right.
Republicans are debating the prospect of passing a federal ban on abortion. The youngest son of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. has died. According to the King Center, Dexter Scott King passed away Monday at the age of 62 following a battle with prostate cancer. His wife, Leah Weber King, said he passed away in his sleep at their Malibu home. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
Ain't you Virgil? Virgil, that's a funny name for me. From Philadelphia, what do they call you up there?
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
Mr. Tibbs? Well, Mr. Wood, take Mr. Tibbs. Take him down to the depot, and I mean boy like now.
One of the great television series and great movies, the Sidney Poitier connection with Carol O'Connor, is certainly something that great movies, great quotes are made of and from, as you just heard there. So, good way for us to get started this half hour of the Good Day program. Eric Geller will join us in, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 minutes to talk about what's going on in Israel. What'd you say, Jay?
I said, yeah, there we go.
Yeah, there we go. Did you know, this is from the Doug, Do You Know and, or Did You Know and Do You Care department. I sometimes get my merds wixed and I want to make sure that people know that we are digging into something that you, I'm sure, did not know. George Washington did not know anything about dinosaurs. Did you know that?
Yeah.
We know about dinosaurs today. Yeah, but he didn't know anything about dinosaurs. So I suppose that begs the question, when did we first find out about dinosaurs? Apparently, the first understanding, if that's the right word for it, of the existence of dinosaurs came in 1677 when the femur of a Megalodosaurus was found, but it was somewhere in that, you know, someplace that nobody had ever been, nobody ever heard. It wasn't until geologists in the 1820s started to re-examine the idea of these huge beings, these huge, and these are not mammals, obviously. Dinosaurs were not, they were referred to, the Greeks referred to them as terrible lizards. But this is, you know, you find these big bones, and people have been wondering for years what they're all about. Yeah. It wasn't until the 1800s. I thought that was very interesting, frankly.
Well, when you also think about this, with the bones and the skeletal remains, we always thought that they were more reptilian, and then we are finding out that some of them had more feathers than we had originally realized. But also, when you look at just the skeletal remains, that doesn't include any potential cartilage. Like, we've drafted up what we believe they look like, but dinosaurs still could have looked nothing like what we have conceptualized as the humans, because they could have had so many more attachments. When you look at, there's this thing going around on social media and online where it's just normal skeletal remains of, like, a cat or a squirrel or something like that, and how an alien that might come across these skeletal remains, or like humans way, way, way down the line, if these no longer existed, how would they reconstruct these if you didn't have pictures or any images? And the reconstructions never match what it actually was, because there's more to it that didn't last like the bones did.
Yep. That's very observant of you, Jay. Here's a couple of brothers who were named high school valedictorian and salutatorian after the sitcher. Listen to this family, right? This is from a high school in Hyde Park, New Jersey, I think it is. Hyde Park, New York, sorry. This is Hyde Park, New Jersey. This is Hyde Park, Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey. I forget where else there is, but anyway, this is a New York Hyde Parker. 17-year-old twin brothers Devin and Dylan Lee graduated from high school as valedictorian and salutatorian. This has already been decided when they had the graduation this spring. Now, the sister, Jalen, was valedictorian of her class last year. So, the brothers and their academic excellence, the sister, what kind of a family do you suppose breeds someone that has these kinds of grades?
Is it a nurture versus nature, or is it in the genes? Is it in how they just do things as a family to begin with?
I think that's probably more likely. I don't know if their parents are academics or not, but I know that that goes a long way. And I see it with my grandson, Miles, whose mother and father are both academicians. There's a challenge around all the time. Puzzles, books, that sort of thing. They have puzzles on the table all the time. When I was there Saturday night after we had dinner and I went back to my house to go to bed, Miles and his mother, my daughter, were going to play. There was some big thing on the table. Some puzzle. I don't know what it was. Miles says, "Hey, Mom, can we play?" And so, yeah, that's the kind of stuff you can raise a child's curiosity, as much as anything else, that leads to, I think, most of the time, better academics. So, anyway, congratulations to that family. That's a cool story, frankly. Let's talk about the mystery of our economy, shall we? The economy is very strong right now. Unemployment is very low, lower than it has been in decades. Inflation is slowing down dramatically. Interest rates on mortgage going down, and wages have grown faster than prices for the first time since COVID. That is, you're getting paid more. The increases in pay are higher than the increase in the price of goods and services, that sort of thing. Stock prices are surging. Whether you feel it or you don't feel it, I guess that that's, you know, there are a lot of people who are pessimistic, and of course politicians are going to kind of glom onto that, and the difference between the haves and the have-nots, that sort of thing. Biden is being very negative, and so that maybe will, he thinks, the Democrats think it will boost their chances for re-election. I'm not sure that I don't buy that, frankly, although it is the economy, stupid. But inflation, which was, what, close to 10%, is now down to about 3.4%. But in late 2022, early 2023, it was very, 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 very crazy. Higher prices for our homes, yep. But the public's opinion on the economy is very interesting. If you're a Democrat, you feel one, and this is something, the craziness about news bias, how people get their information, you know, whether you get it on television or you get it in a newspaper or online or whatever it is. But I find it very interesting. About 75% of Democrats think that Biden has helped the economy. Jay and I would not agree with that. We both agree we had more money in our pocket when Trump was president than we do now. So it's all a kind of a relative thing. Yep. All right. 42 past the hour. In a moment, Uri Geller is going to be here from Tel Aviv to talk about what's going on in Israel. That entire Middle East situation is our focus right after this.
No-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
All right, 43 after the hour, Good Day program. Tuesday, Uri Geller visits with us every week from his home in Tel Aviv. Uri, one of the great minds, one of the great mental motivators of all time, has been charming people and informing people and motivating people for almost 60 years. He is there present, the activities going on in Israel and what's happening. We are all talking here about what the Iranians are doing with the sea lanes, but there also is, you know, obviously a focus on the United States and how much help we are bringing to the table. Are other countries like the British, what sort of help have they been through all of this, Uri?
Well, you know, Dougie, first of all, hi from Israel, from the Holy Land, to everyone, to all your listeners. You know, the crazy things that are happening kind of subliminally, people don't really know about and not aware about certain charities. And look, I wouldn't be surprised if this is happening in America too. But Doug, this is absolutely unbelievable what I'm about to tell you. And this is happening in Britain, in England. A taxpayer-funded organization which basically advises British museums and art galleries has said, and listen to this, they have said that Hamas should be described not as terrorists, but as anti-colonial freedom fighters. This is absolutely outrageous. Now, you know, Doug, you couldn't make this up. I wonder who wrote this. Who wrote this? Who signed it off? This charity is aligning itself with one of the most barbaric, anti-Semitic terrorist group in the world. And, you know, I want to remind you Americans that in the UK, if you didn't know this, it is illegal to support Hamas. So I really hope that there are no such charities in America, and I hope that there will be a massive investigation about this, and the people who are responsible for this so-called guidance, you know, that's what they are calling themselves, guidance, is immediately kicked out. It is absolutely shocking, and it is disgusting. And I bet with you that there in America, there are some type of this kind of charities going on. People are, the taxpayers, people are sending money to Hamas. And I think you'll agree with me.
I 100% agree with you. I don't agree with the people who are, I get that we have tried to deal with the people that are getting killed that are Palestinians that are innocent. There still is this whole business of Hamas. But one of the other things is not getting covered here, and I wonder how well it's covered over there in Israel. All of these groups that are working to fix, like Combatants for Peace in Israel and Palestine, the Parents Circle, which is a family forum of Israeli and Palestinians, the Women Who Wage Peace, Israelis and Palestinian memberships, Eco Peace Middle East, Israel, Jordan, Palestine together. There are any number, like a dozen or more of these groups. The news media never talks about them. Most people don't know anything about them. Yeah, go ahead.
Doug, I want to make something clear. And this is very important because I want to help your listeners to understand something. There is an obsession with the idea that a two-state solution will solve everything. But let me tell you, why this is, Doug, this is so dangerous. Just imagine, the West Bank and Gaza became a Palestinian state. It would only encourage the Palestinians to step up their fight to destroy Israel. That's for sure. It would be armed with tanks, missiles, and an air force, and it would all be backed by, guess who? Iran. Iran is the head of the snake.
Now, Iran is awful.
We saw Hamas, what Hamas did in, you know, on the October the 7th attack. And Hamas would easily take over a Palestinian state. A two-state solution, Doug, is not a recipe for peace. It is a recipe for war. And the only solution to this conflict is to destroy Hamas and to have direct negotiations with the Palestinian leadership, which accepts Israel is here to stay. This is the only way to create a bright future for Israel and the Palestinians. And both people deserve it.
And the United States, or at least the government of the United States, has to stand up and not necessarily, I don't know if take credit is, but be responsible, because the money that it has gone in from sort of freeing up or making relations better with Iran under the Biden people hasn't worked. And you see a lot of coordinating. The money that we were giving back or gave them access to again was used to fund all of this stuff that's going on with these various groups. The Houthis are making a mess out of shipping in the Red Sea. So
hundreds of millions of dollars were invested by Hamas into building those deadly tunnels. There are thousands of piers from which Hamas murderers come out and kill. And then you've got the Houthis, which are shooting at British ships, at American ships, at Israeli ships. And, of course, you know what that does to the world economy. So that, you know, has to be stopped. But as usual, Doug, it was always, always great to speak with you. Lots of love and positive energy from the Holy Land.
Yes, let's try to get rid of it. Let's make this thing go away, as it were. All right, 10 before the hour here on Good Day.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Right?
That is from Jurassic Park, Doug. Yep.
All right, and we are playing it because there's certainly something very inspiring to come out of Chucker's mouth any moment, folks.
Now, I'm not surprised, but I guess it is what it is. Universal Pictures, it was announced, hired screenwriter David Knopp, the guy who wrote the original screenplay for the 93... the most popular films of all time. They've hired him to write another entry in this series. And I said to myself when I heard the news, one, it's not surprising. The script evidently is so developed that they'll go into production sometime in 2025. But the only way I think you could really make this work, because it's been really done to the point where there's really nothing left to tell. I thought the last film was a bloated mess of a film, to me, a big disappointment, even though they brought back the original cast, including Sam Neill. You'd almost have to take the original film, Doug, from 93, and ignore every sequel that came after it, and do what they call movie revisionist history, and write a new story based on a sequel to the original film, because there's really no other way to go. People will always go see dinosaurs on the big screen, and the original, like I said, one of the most popular movies ever made. But been there, done that doesn't describe, for me, what you could really do in this franchise. It's just been done ad nauseum. You have an opinion on that one?
I have no opinion on Jurassic Park.
You don't like it.
I would be a hypocrite because I don't haven't seen it. I've seen bits and pieces of them enough to know that they would scare the pants out of me. Jay would love them, and I would not. So that's probably as much.
I know you saw a couple movies. Before you get into that, I got a few this weekend.
I have a great connection going on here, James. We're hearing about half of what you're saying. So start whatever it is over again that you just said.
Okay, this week in movie history, TV history, January 23rd, 1977, ABC airs the miniseries Roots, becomes a massive TV event,
right,
and really coins the phrase, what a cooler discussion back in the day. I thought that was an amazing piece of television.
Yeah, it sure was. I have, over the weekend, usually when I'm in California, I have time to go to the movies more than I do when I'm on the East Coast. And I saw the ISS movie, International Space Station, about what happens when it's three Russians and three Americans, because that's pretty much who's in the International Space Station. And they get along. They're all friends and, in fact, lovers. But the war breaks out between Russia and America. There is a radiation find, a cure for radiation poisoning that they've developed, and, you know, it gets into this whole hubbub. It's kind of scary, actually, what would happen if they're up in the space station and you're going around the world and you see America and Russia lit up with explosions from, you know, nuclear bombs everywhere. It was very sobering. The end is, I don't know whether it's the... I can't imagine it's the intro to another movie, but the ending wasn't good. The story is interesting, however. And then I saw The Beekeeper, which is a true story about a group in the, you know, the black ops groups in the country that we don't know anything about. This is one of them. Very good cast. Very good story.
Right.
And the story is not so much about the beekeepers, but it's a more involved story than what Jason Statham usually is in. It's the action stuff that you'd expect from him, but also the story, a true story about how many people are being scammed in this country to the tune of hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, by these boiler room tactics. When you
overseas,
see on your
correct?
Screen... No, America.
Oh, it's, okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's being done overseas, too. But these groups were in America.
Crazy.
And it was very sobering. It's a good, one of his better movies, I think, at least in recent years. So that's that story. What else?
And that movie's actually, Beekeeper's doing well at the box office. The other movie you went to see, ISS, had a bad opening weekend, only $3 million, simply because the independent that released that film really didn't have the money to give it a strong marketing push. And the reality is, unless you have, you know, a studio push of $20 or $30 million to get the American public to realize you have a movie in theaters, it's hard to get people, you know, grassroots campaigns. They do work to a point, but it's not easy.
Yeah. All right, Chucker, back again tomorrow, same time, same station, as they say. 59 past now.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.